Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joins me this morning. He follows restaurants and beer news and culture and sports. A couple things for us to check out this week. Morning, pal.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Good. Let's start with a story you posted about Chefs Unbridled, the 40th anniversary of this event. Tell me about it.
You know, I love this. This is a fundraiser. It's actually the 40th anniversary of Fieldstone Farms Therapeutic Riding Center. You know, this is out in Gates Mills. They put this on every year. Chefs Unbridled brings together a ton of local chefs, and they raise money for the Fieldstone Farm efforts. And what they're doing really is helping people through therapy and the horses, everyone from little kids with a variety of disorders and diseases to veterans with various PTSD symptoms. But they're really bringing together an A-list of foodies, and it's held right on the polo field. Demetrius Athenios of Bold Food and Drink is going to be there. Adam Boswick of Pulpetta. The two main guys behind this from the restaurant standpoint are Scott Kuhn and Chris Hodgson of the Driftwood Group. That's Sobreo and Bin 216 and several others. So this is a really neat event. It's going to be held Saturday, September 8th at the Chagrin Valley Hunt Club Polo Field. Really nice effort called Chefs Unbridled.
Good event. Check out some ticket info online. Okay, now we've also got Blues and Brews. Going to change the date in Akron?
Yeah, they moved it up a little bit this year. John Nayway has been really the impetus behind this, the catalyst really throughout the 14 years this has been going on. I talked to him recently, and he's amazed that it's been 14 years. This is a big summer beer fest, one of the biggest in Akron. Of course, Thirsty Dog is the largest and oldest brewery in Summit County. This is coming up pretty soon, August 25th. They'll get between 2,000 and 2,500 people. They're still looking for volunteers, too, this year. So if people want to email me, I can point them in the right direction. Really fun event. We're looking at about 60 breweries. More than 40 will be from Ohio. Just a lot of fun. $35 a pop. It's reasonable. Really annual August event. A lot of fun. Winking Lizard and the City of Akron are behind this. So really a lot of fun. It's coinciding this year with the Rubber City Jazz and Blues Festival as well. So John Nayway of Thirsty Dog has done a very good job with this, and he's still very much behind it.
Another note here with Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. You got some technology involving Bud Light. Explain this to me.
Yeah, this is a wild one. You know, it's no secret that Budweiser and Bud Light are really into sports marketing and have been for decades. From everything from the Super Bowl to Major League Baseball, international and national events. Well, they're taking that approach to Cleveland. They are going to be positioning 10 Bud Light Browns Victory fridges. These are not small fridges. They are large. They're about 8 feet tall. They have upwards of 216-ounce aluminum bottles of Bud Light throughout Greater Cleveland. Two of the fridges are going to be in Brown Stadium, well, First Energy Stadium. The remainder will be in bars throughout Cuyahoga County, mostly Greater Cleveland. And the way it works is these are going to be locked. They're going to be inside of people. They're going to be locked. But the second the Browns win a game, their first game this year, through a wireless signal, smart technology, the fridges will be unlocked. If you're a lucky enough person to be standing around there at that time, you hoist yourself a celebratory Bud Light. Should be a lot of fun. I mean, they are really having fun with this promotion. I can't wait to see how it plays out. I can't wait to see when it plays out.
Are there different bars with this thing then?
Yeah, good question, Bill, because there are, and the city, there are the Bud Light is being a little coy about exactly where these are going to be. I know
okay.
That two will be in the stadium. The rest will be in places where you have to be 21, obviously, to be near them when they open. But it should be pretty cool that they're going to be triggered through a wireless signal and opened automatically.
Technology, the Browns, and a beer all together. I just hope they open. If you know what I mean. Good stuff. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Always putting out some good stuff on restaurants and beer and different things. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.